So we're taking in these mower or saw stories for a chance for you to win a new mower from Carl's Mower and Saw.
And now, a whole bunch of great qualifying prizes, too.
Now, we're going to try to prepare you for Tim's story here. It involves the words jugular and vein, okay?
So, and saw.
And saw. So, Tim is working with a saw, and you're doing what with the saw, Tim?
I have a pile of limbs that I'm cutting up with a chainsaw, about a 20-inch bar, and I'm standing in these limbs cutting them up into smaller pieces, and the tip catches on a limb and kicks back. And I stumble backwards on other limbs as the saw tip comes around, catches my jean jacket sleeve, and the tip catches me below the ear and goes down my neck. And I rush into the house and, you know, wipe it up and look in the mirror, and I can see my jugular vein exposed.
There
and
we
I'm
go.
Watching the blood pulse.
And
I'm sure your pulse is quickening as you see this.
Yep, and so I tell the kids, I said, go to the neighbor's house, and I drive myself to the hospital about 5 miles away and walk in with my neck all covered up and say, I think I need some stitches. The doc said if I'd have been a 16th of an inch closer, I'd have lived for 2 minutes.
Wow. So they just stitch you up, that's it? I mean, just a few
stitched me up, and I grow a big beard now.
Yeah. No kidding.
How many stitches did they put in there?
Oh, gosh, this was 20-some years ago. I don't remember exactly what the stitch count was.
Do you haven't seen it?
The carotid artery or the jug? Is that the same thing, the jugular and the carotid artery and all that?
No, I don't.
No,
so one's the blood going out, one's the blood going in.
Okay.
Yeah, I only know that, Brad, because I'm looking at a picture of this right now on a medical journal here, the two different deals.
I don't think you want to hit either one.
No, I don't think either one of them is good. You haven't seen that in years, have you, because you got that beard going now?
No, but the scar's pretty much gone away now.
Yeah.
But I enjoy my beard.
Okay.
Have you used a chainsaw since?
Oh, yeah. Just bought a new steel not too long ago. 20-inch bar, too.
Yeah, but he's got a suit of armor now when he goes out there. Okay, Tim. Thanks for sharing that one with us.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your show.
Christy's got one for us this morning. Now, Christy, this is a $7,000 brand-new riding mower. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What happened?
Right out of the box. Right out of the box, brand new, just moved here. We have a big piece of property, so we buy this riding lawnmower. A couple days go around, we're practicing on it, and your kids are riding on it because we've never had a riding lawnmower in our lives. So then the spouse says, okay, the stepson's going to mow the lawn. So he goes out, and it's just a case of misplaced feet. So instead of pushing the reverse, he pushed it forward and drove it into the pond that is on the property.
It's like one of those hydrostatic ones where you can go front and back with just the tilt of your foot.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So he just drove straight into the pond, up to the brink, and then up to the seat. And I wasn't there. I was inside, and my children, who were little at the time, came screaming in, Mom, Mom, Mom! And I thought his foot had been cut off. So I ran out to see what was going on, and he's standing there by this submerged lawnmower. So I got my truck and I pulled it out and we drew straws. I said, "Who's going to tell the father?"
Yeah, yeah.
About his pride and joy.
Yeah. So it because the water was so cold, it was still springtime and with the runoff, sort of a runoff type of pond, it cracked the block in the engine of the lawnmower.
So the engine block got cracked.
Another $3,000 on top of the seven, so we own a $10,000.
You got a $10,000 mower now.
Now, did you extrapolate out? Did you do the math and try to figure out how many times the stepson had to cut the grass to account for the $3,000 extra charge?
Well, I will tell you, we moved here about 14 years ago, and yes, he's still cutting the lawn.
This happened 14 years ago, and he's still cutting the lawn?
He is still cutting the lawn as tenants.
Okay. Well, he's got a ways to go to pay that off.
He does.
All right, Christy, thanks for sharing that one with us. Brad and John at KISM.com.
Carrie, with a saw or mower story. Where did Carrie say she's from?
Snohomish County, 360-733-5476.
My dad used to take me up into the mountains to cut firewood when I was little and to help along. I was 8 and a half years old, and we were way, way, way up into the Sierra Nevada mountains. And my dad had a chainsaw that bucked and went into his leg super deep. And he was driving a Ford pickup truck with the bed that had the built-in contractor's cabinet, and it was a stick shift, and I had never driven before.
And you're 8 years old?
8 and a half years old.
Yeah, I wouldn't think. Okay.
And I couldn't even see over the
dashboard.
Steering wheel.
Yeah.
And so I had to squat down and use the brake, clutch, and gas pedal, as he would tell me to, because he couldn't drive because it was his right leg and it was bleeding profusely. So we had to make it down dirt road from up in the Sierra Nevadas, about an hour and 20-minute drive into Grass Valley.
You are driving an hour
drove?
And 20? You're driving this truck for an hour and 20 minutes?
Yep.
I'd have just given you your license right at the end of that
deal.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the trial by fire. You were born in the fire.
He started letting me drive a lot after that. Yeah. But by the time I was 13, I was a prolific driver.
Hey, Carrie, run me down to the store. I need some plywood and some beer real quick.
That's exactly what started happening. That's not a joke.
And he turned out to be okay?
He turned out to be okay. He had a nasty, nasty scar. But it hit a main blood vein in his leg.
And you were able to stay calm through all that?
Pretty much so. I didn't cry. I didn't break down and cry until we got to the hospital.
Man, all right.
So nice work.
I did pretty dang good.
Tough kid.
Yep, tough kid. That was the beginning of the story of my life.
Brad and John at KISM.com.
Okay.